T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Not too many people get hurt on a sneak, and so it's a freak thing, and it happens. I was proud of our guys stepping up. You know, they didn't let down, which can you've seen that over the years. You've seen teams that let themselves down after one of your best players or the best player gets hurt, in particular the quarterback. And I was proud that our guys just stepped up and kept battling, and everybody upped their game, I thought. Got ice water in the veins, that whole deal. He doesn't flinch. There was no panic. He goes, let's go. I know it all. I'm good. Just call it, and let's roll. We're good. Whatever direction this thing goes, we'll be good. We got to work hard and do our thing, and then you trust whoever's in there, you roll with it.
So you wanted this field to be nice and wide open for the Steelers, and if Mahomes is out for, like, not even the full season, but 6 to 8 weeks.
I wanted misery to love company. Our quarterback's out for the year. So is yours, Kansas City. Deal with it. Steelers lose Big Ben. You lose Mahomes. Now it's a fair fight. Now let's see what happens. Now let's get Andy Reid in the lab or in the cafeteria to really diagram some plays. And get down to business.
He's got like a lunch tray. He's just doing ketchup packets.
That's what I wanted. And then I hear that clip and it ticks me off even more because he's talking about Matt Moore having ice water in his veins. And like that injury happens. And I was, you know, saddened because in this respect, it is cool to watch Patrick Mahomes throw a football and play.
Yeah, when he deals, there's nothing like it really.
And so when a star player looks like he has a serious injury, it's like, oh, crap. You know, as somebody who loves sports, I'm going
to... Selfishly, you want to watch him do what he does best because it's fun to watch.
Next Sunday night, it's Packers-Chiefs. Mm-hmm. I would have liked to have watched Patrick Mahomes go up against Aaron Rodgers. We're going to lose that now.
Yep.
But then I hear big ol' Andy Reid after the game last night and how Matt Moore came in and the Chiefs defense picked it up. And I'm like... Dadgummit.
I knew a dadgummit was coming down the pike here.
The Steelers went 0-2 when their quarterbacks got hurt. In both of those games, Seattle and Baltimore, the same kind of thing that Reed was describing where he was like, yeah, some teams basically pack it in and quit and give up when their star quarterback goes down because reality sets in that you've lost your most important player and your best player. And the Chiefs didn't skip a beat last night on the road, and they won the game.
There's a big difference, though, I think, in the scenarios that you were describing that are causing this jealousy. The Steelers were playing the Seahawks, who are 5-1, and the Ravens, who are 4-2, leading the division. Mm-hmm. Those two teams are going to play each other. I don't think the Ravens are great. You think the Seahawks are the most overrated team in football, but their records are what they say they are right now, 9-3 combined.
Yep.
The Chiefs had the great, and I do mean great fortune, to already be up in the game when that happened, and to be playing the Denver Broncos, who are a lit pile of trash 1 mile above sea level, that John Elway should already be fired for having assembled. Joe Flacco was the most underwhelming, uninspiring, pathetic-looking starting quarterback who was intended to be his team starter that I have seen in some time. Troy Aikman was absolutely crushing him on the broadcast, and if anything, he went easy on him. So if you're jealous because it worked out well for the Chiefs and because Matt Moore and Tyreek Hill did a little improv touchdown, don't be.
And now Mahomes is only going to miss three games.
Pony, they were playing a terrible football team. Yeah. If the Chiefs were playing anybody worth a damn, I don't think that goes as well for them.
The Chiefs are going to go 2-1, or worst case scenario, 1-2 without Mahomes. It's Green Bay and Minnesota at home, and then it's Tennessee on the road. They'll find a way to win at least one of those games. So they'll still have a winning record when Mahomes comes back in.
Tennessee can't beat anybody.
And then they'll probably split with Matt Moore at quarterback at Arrowhead against Green Bay and Minnesota.
The other added advantage for them, not to pile on and make you even angrier.
Well,
because
I'm not even getting to the last point that is really going to have you.
Well, you're like a seven-layer
lather.
You're like an onion. You have layers to everything.
Yes.
You're a high IQ man. You come up with many angles.
Mahomes, not the worst one yet. I'm saving the worst for last.
All right, hold on. Mahomes' ankle, which was the problem.
Yep.
And you heard people tweeting stupid stuff out there about how him getting hurt. Well,
I'll save it.
But his ankle was the problem initially. The injury to the knee is to the previously uninjured leg. While the now injured knee is healing up because it has to for 3 weeks, guess what gets to get better having to worry about game time? And yes, they might lose some games in the interim. Probably at least one of those.
They
probably
were going to finish out of the Patriots.
But guess
anyways.
What? It doesn't matter. They were going to have to go into Foxborough. That was their path. So now the guy gets to heal the knee and gets to heal the ankle that was the real compromising factor in the first place.
Yep.
If you get one win of those three, like you said, and they will, because Tennessee stinks, then you're in great shape still. Because your division is populated by two absolute dog losers of teams and then the Raiders, who
are
somehow the second best.
Are you ready for the worst part of last night?
Lay it on me, pal.
I am nervous. I am scared that the Steelers are the Broncos. That the Steelers are just our version of Denver in this way. Follow me here.
Okay.
Denver, Joe Buck paints the picture. He sets the scene for that game. Were you sitting down when they were about to kick it off?
I actually was.
He goes, this game has gotten a heck of a lot more interesting. The Chiefs have lost two in a row at home, and the Broncos have won two straight, and they have done it on the back of their defense.
Yep.
A defense that went to L.A., against Phillip Rivers and held them to 13 points. Rivers, two interceptions in that game. A big defensive statement by Denver.
A defense that shut out the Tennessee Titans, harassed Marcus Mariota.
Yes, 10 sacks in that game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, that sounds like the two Steelers wins, where their defense just overwhelms Cincinnati and the Bengals can't do anything because they don't know how to block Steelers defensive players. And then both teams went into L.A. and made the Chargers look bad. And I'm hearing this, and I'm like, wait a minute. Maybe the Steelers, I'm starting to overvalue the Steelers just because the Chargers can't win at home.
As the kids say right now, you're having a real one on a Friday. You are in a way.
Gil Brandt, who's like 80. So
it's funny that you tumbled to this. Hold on.
But can
Hold
I just say one thing about Gil Brandt?
Are you getting the Gil Brandt
Gil
in there?
Brandt,
yes.
who's been around for all 100 years of football. And just went into the Hall of Fame. Wrote an article for NFL.com this morning. The 8 best defenses in football.
And one of
on
them
the list, Denver. Not on the list, Pittsburgh. He thinks that defense is better than this one. So I'm at a loss here this morning, Chris. Or afternoon. I think the Steelers might be the Broncos. Or we've been hoodwinked into thinking this defense is great because they beat Cincinnati and L.A.
Don't use the we here. Because I was not hoodwinked. I had not yet bought in. I was feeling more optimistic about them. I felt like you had to give the Steelers credit because of the rest of their division that they might not be dead and buried. The Chiefs are better when Mahomes is healthy, by the way, than anybody in the AFC North. And I don't really think that's arguable. They beat the AFC North's best and were up 2 scores for the majority of that game. But I was giving the Steelers a little bit more credence as a contender because I thought the division was bad and because I thought the defense was improving. But if what you saw yesterday was like revelatory to you and how you viewed the Steelers, it wasn't for me. Their offense was always going to have to and will always have to this season be considerably better. The defense is not so dominant that it can prop up an offense that can't really do anything. You have to be able to put some points on the board. So I didn't really have my long-term prognosis for the Steelers changed by watching Joe Flacco go out there and absolutely mope it up for four quarters.
It just keeps getting worse. I got this tinnitus now ringing in my ears.
Well, yeah, it's going on.
I've got this buzzing that is driving me absolutely mad. I've got what I think is a column that Ron Cook wrote today for this weekend's Post Gazette that is just a veiled shot at me.
Really?
I think it's just a person. Yes.
But you should be used to that by now. That's become kind of one of your things. People like to take shots at you. You get under people's skin. You're an agitator. No. If you were a hockey player, you'd be Jarkko Ruutu.
My house is a sex-free zone right now.
Where did that come from?
It's true.
Wait a minute,
one
Greg?
Of Amanda's friends from out of town is staying with us.
You're a pathetic person.
I know I am, Ron.
So wait, hold on. I want to make sure I'm connecting one in one here and making two, mm-hmm. which is apparently not happening in your house.
Correct.
And
it's a key time of the month for her, too, on the ovulation calendar.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. So her friend is in.
Yes.
And her friend has a spouse?
No, she's here by herself.
Okay. And because her friend is here.
Work colleague.
Her work colleague is
and
here.
And friend.
Okay. We've got anything else you'd like to add? Is she a great softball player or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Her work colleague and friend is in town.
Mm-hmm.
And so the house is a sex-free zone by whose decree?
More mine. I'm not comfortable.
You're complaining.
I'm not comfortable having it.
Because there's a guest in the house.
Someone could hear it. Somebody could walk in.
Walk in? If they hear it, they're not going to walk in.
Well, that's a noise you can't unhear. That's a scarred for
Everybody
life moment.
Everybody knows what it sounds like. Does it have to be like, is the decibel, can you run a lawnmower?
Nah,
run the TV loud? A little Big Bang Theory for irony's sake?
Yeah.
If it's a critical time...
I need a therapy session right now. I got a big Syracuse Pitt game tonight.
Oh, that's not going to be therapeutic.
Everybody's on my ass about that. Who do you like?
And the problem is nobody's on your ass in the bedroom.
Correct.
This is tough, man.
I think this is where we go to a read for something.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text. Oh, Edgar Snyder
funny.
Reminds you to text responsibly. Penguins historian Bob Grove is next on 93.7 The Fan. And I'm here to tell you about Regenesis. You can't make this up. Seriously.
Boy.
Regenesis right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.